Justin and Evan Show.
Hi, my name is Justin.
And my name is Evan. Welcome to episode 1 of the Justin and Evan Show.
On this podcast, we will explain things to help you get a deeper understanding of them.
Today, we'll be talking about religion and prayer.
There are many different types of prayer, and they are all very important.
We will be giving you an overview of all of them today.
The first prayer is a faith prayer. Mr. Smith from Texas will help us explain this type.
Hi, my name is Mr. Smith, and I majored in religion right here at the University of Texas. You see, faith prayer is when you know someone who is sick, and you believe in God's power to heal him or her. Thanks, Mr. Smith.
The next type of prayer is a prayer of agreement. This is also called a corporate prayer. Again, Mr. Smith will help us explain this type.
Now, a prayer of agreement, or a corporate prayer, is when you pray together. You know, back in the day, when I was just a little kid, we would always pray together morning, lunch, and at the end of the day. We would pray and eat our lunches, and the food was so good, and I remember one day...
Okay, Mrs. Smith, I think that's enough. Okay, yeah, okay, security, take him away.
Yeah, just got a bit carried away there.
Yep. The next type of prayer is a prayer of request. Mrs. Smith's classmate, Mrs. Johnson, will help us explain this, but let's get security in the room just in case.
A prayer of request is used when you want to make a request to God. Pretty straightforward, right?
Thanks, Mrs. Johnson.
The next type of prayer is a prayer of worship. Mrs. Johnson will help us explain this.
A prayer of worship is when you want to thank God and what he has done.
Security, Mrs. Johnson had a stroke and she passed out. I think we need medical...
Cut!
Yeah, we're back, and I think that's been taken care of.
Next up, we'll be talking about the Holy Family, but right now, an announcement from our sponsors.
Are you lonely? Get the new Keybot by Pear. It can link up with Pear phones you already have. Only $9,999. Now with no features. I mean new features. Like crying always, needing your attention, and simulated rewards. It only needs a 56-day charge for a whopping 5 minutes of playtime now.
Available at your local Pear store. Shipping unincluded terms and conditions apply. See your local Pear store for details. Warning, if the Pear bot hosts you in violent, unpredictable moments, that's not our problem.
Wow, I'm probably getting one of those.
Me too.
Anyways, welcome back. The Holy Family consists of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We can learn a lot about relationships from them. Mr. Brown, Mr. Smith's brother, will help us explain this more.
Okay, first of all, let's start with Jesus' parents. They were kind, loving, encouraging, and support Jesus in every way possible. One thing to remember is that discipline is key. If you keep thinking your child won't be raised well by you not always being the nicest person on earth, well, you're wrong. Now, Jesus, he still faced the same temptations as we do, but he never gave in to them. Another thing to remember is that no matter what hardships came to them, they trusted God and prayed. They embraced challenges that came upon them and asked God to help. The Holy Family is a great example of good relationships, and we should all learn from them.
Thanks, Mr. Brown.
That's all we have to say today, folks. See you next time.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Bye now!